The industry's found a big new source of revenue, and passengers are paying.
From carry-ons to oversized items, U.S. airlines are raking in record revenues from the fees they charge on luggage. A new federal report says those fees, starting at $25, added up to $1.7 billion in just the first half of this year, the most ever. Topping that list, Delta Airlines recording nearly $430 million. Number two, United Airlines at $351 million.
ABC's John Schriffen, Delta Airlines collecting the most in fees, as he reported. Feeling the pressure, new study from the American Medical Association says knee replacements have increased by more than 160% in the past 20 years. Many boomers want to stay more active, but that's putting more pressure on spending by Medicare. Public criticism of Mitt Romney's race for the White House has risen sharply. An ABC News Washington Post poll out this morning says 6 in 10 Americans had a negative opinion of how Romney is handling his campaign. Most people respond unfavorably to his comments on people who don't pay income taxes. And Romney spoke about those comments.
It's a very frustrating thing because you try so hard to get your message out and you try so hard to let people know. You know, this is the guy that I know cares. This is a guy that cares for the 100%. And you don't like those things to get misinterpreted as to what, why we're running and how strongly I believe and how important it is that what Mitt can bring to this country.
And Romney speaking on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Both Mitt Romney and President Obama are campaigning today in Ohio, a state where polls show that President Obama has a lead. This is ABC News.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
To help a child.
Now's the time to volunteer. To help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever. Help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Tired of the long commute and spending your paycheck on gas? Check out EPA's Best Workplaces for Commuters. Employers making every day Earth Day by offering you benefits like transit passes, van pools, and telework programs. They save you money, stress, and save the environment. Visit BWC.gov. Ask your employer to get on the list of Best Workplaces for Commuters. Cleaning the air and saving energy, one commute at a time. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and this station.
Cars that drive themselves, they may be coming to a street near you sooner than you think. California has a new law on the books, says ABC's Alex Stone.
Self-driving cars. Google has been working on driverless cars for a while. They use cameras and sensors to see stoplights and pedestrians. Google engineers say it's better for all of us.
To make traffic safer.
Now California's governor, Jerry Brown, has signed a bill into law making self-driving cars perfectly legal on public streets here if there's a licensed driver in the driver's seat ready to take control if the computer goes nuts. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The housing industry no longer a drag on the economy. Average prices are rising again after a long and steep fall. Construction showing new signs of life. The Commerce Department's out with a new report today on August home sales. Yesterday's Case-Shiller Index had average home prices up nearly 6% so far this year. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 54 degrees at 7:04. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN news update. Authorities are searching for a 12-year-old girl believed to be with a sex offender, and they are now focusing their efforts on coastal South Carolina. They are also saying that the convict knows a lot of back roads to stay under the radar after working as a truck driver. The Amber Alert is still active for Abigail Lefevers of Carteret County. She was last seen late Sunday night, but authorities now think that she's with convicted sex offender 38-year-old Timothy Newman. His roommate, Van Jarman, told WITN that Newman and Abigail texted every single night, and it, quote, seemed like they were in love. Jarman says Newman told him the girlfriend was 17, not 12 years old. Now, they are looking for Newman's car. His tags are AKT6534. If you see the car or Newman or Abigail, you're asked to call police. Authorities now are an update, rather, on one of the biggest stories of the year in the East. The investigation clearly continues in the triple murder in Farmville in April, more than 5 months after the fact. Authorities are still charging people in the heinous crime. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Ashley Johnson from LaGrange is charged with 3 counts of accessory after the fact of first-degree murder. Deputies say she is charged in connection with the April 1st murders of 3 men at the Hustle Mart outside of Farmville. The sheriff's office says that Johnson is an ECU student and the girlfriend of Willie Whitehead, one of the men charged in the murders. Well, a visitation and funeral will be held today for the soldier from Greenville killed in Afghanistan. The body of 22-year-old specialist Joshua Nelson returned home with a military salute yesterday morning. The North Pitt High School graduate leaves behind his wife and parents. Nelson's viewing will be from 4 to 6 this afternoon. The funeral will follow directly after at Mount Calvary Free Will Baptist Church in Greenville. Nelson will be buried tomorrow in Jacksonville. Well, the driver of the car that flipped, ejecting his 16-year-old son earlier this month, is now behind bars for the crime, awaiting his first court appearance. Now, this is 41-year-old Alton Bell of Parmalee in Martin County. The charges listed against Bell is in the Pitt County Jail are felony serious injury by vehicle, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Troopers say that Bell smelled of alcohol after he crashed his car on U.S. 64 alternate near Bethel in Pitt County on September 17th. Bell and his 3 passengers were sent to the hospital. His bond was set at $11,000 ahead of this morning's first court appearance. Well, river keepers are trying to find out what's killing hundreds of fish in a local waterway. According to the Waterkeeper Alliance, hundreds of Atlantic menhaden have shown up dead with sores on their bodies in the Neuse River in Craven County. The Neuse River keeper, Mitchell Blake, and former river keeper, Rick Dubb, say until water test results come back, it's hard to know what's causing it. The last large fish kill was in 2009 in the Neuse River, where officials say millions of fish died. And people in 2 neighborhoods are planning their next steps after losing a battle over nearby property that will soon be an RV park, a project they did not want. In a unanimous vote, the Zoning Board of Adjustments in Onslow County decided to allow an RV park project to move onto Bill Kennedy Road and Sneed's Ferry. The property owners say their land meets all regulations and requirements, but neighbors in the Kennedy Landing and Escaba Bay neighborhoods say an RV park in that location would ruin their property value. The homeowners still have the option of appealing to Onslow County Superior Court. And that's your WITN News Update. I'm Lynette Taylor.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Sunny skies throughout the day today with highs in the lower 80s, so a warmer Wednesday on tap. For tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with a low of 58 degrees. For Thursday, staying mostly sunny and a bit warmer with highs reaching into the mid to upper 80s. For Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 60 degrees. And for Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 80s and lows in the low 60s. Right now, in Greenville, it is 54 degrees. Talk of the Town Wednesday, September 26th, 2012. This is your source for the best news talk information. 103.7 WTIB. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Finding the diamond to symbolize your love can be an anxious and uncertain task. What makes a perfect diamond? Can you afford it? Will she love it?
If it comes from you, chances are good. But why take chances when you have Bailey's Fine Jewelry down the street?
A friendly face will answer your questions and inform you of anything you want to know. We want you to feel comfortable and confident with your purchase.
That's why we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If she doesn't absolutely love it, exchange it or get your money back. No questions asked.
We also offer 100 days of protection against a better price elsewhere.
Bailey's has the best warranty in the business, and don't worry, it's valid no matter where life may take you. That's why so many choose us as their personal jeweler.
We are the experts you can trust.
Bailey's, voted the best place to buy your diamond. We're located in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road across from Moe's. You'll also find us in Rocky Mount, Raleigh, and Fayetteville.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
This is Coach Ruff McNeil for Trade Wilco. There are a lot of new and exciting changes happening at Trade Wilco right now, and I want to share some of the great news with the Pirate Nation. Many larger and fully remodeled stores have been added to their lineup, and with more than 300 locations throughout the Southeast, there is always a Trade Wilco right around the corner. You can also pick up a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, America's favorite coffee, when you stop by to fill your tank. Trade Wilco is a proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates and invites all Pirates to visit us today.
Used vehicle 740 Beacon with approved credit. Terms and down payment may vary. Payments first 3 months that resume to normal. See dealer for details.
The credit doctor will slash your car payment in half at Bobby Murray Toyota. Buried in your car and want out? Car payment over $300? We'll slash it to $150. Need $1,000 for a down payment? The doctor says slash it to zero. It's the credit doctor slash a Rama sale at Bobby Murray Toyota. Credit slash. Monthly payment slash. $10,000 car slash to $5,000. Dash out in 2 hours or less in any vehicle. The doctor slashing Toyotas, Chevys, Hondas, Fords, and Hyundais. At Bobby Murray Toyota, tell the credit doctor what you want your car payment to be, and he'll slash it. $300 payment slash to $150. $150 payment slash to $75. Sale ends 5 p.m. Saturday. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care. Care.com.
Wakey, wakey. Y'all need to get up. What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIB. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
All right, 12 minutes after 7, welcome into Wednesday Talk of the Town. It is Wednesday, the 26th of September. Welcome into the program this morning. Good to have everybody here. McGee is at the sports desk, Lynette Taylor at the news desk. Hayden Drake is producing for radio this morning. Good morning, Hayden. How are you? Nice to see you. And gave me a thumbs up. That was a thumbs up, wasn't it? Wasn't the fickle finger of fate. And Michael Buscemi is directing for television this morning. So it's good to have everybody with us. Nice morning out there. Got that early fall feeling to it. Some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. Did you turn my earpiece down, Hayden? What?
He potted you down a little bit.
Oh. I got it. Clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies this afternoon. Tonight, clear in 59. Thursday, for the Crime Stoppers golf tournament here in Greenville tomorrow, sunny and 84. It's going to be perfect tomorrow. And then on Friday, when we're out doing our Crime Stoppers radiothon at Krispy Kreme, it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures in the 80s. The weather for the weekend looks good. Football forecast is good. 54 degrees right now. Speaking of the Crime Stoppers golf tournament tomorrow, are you playing, McGee?
No, sir, I'm not.
Didn't make the cut?
Didn't make the cut this year. Yep. Had to qualify. Didn't make it.
David Garrard is going to make an appearance at the golf tournament tomorrow. He's probably not going to be there when we start. His plane lands in Greenville at 2. And my understanding is that Scott Shook is so concerned about getting David Garrard to the golf course that he's sending a Pitt County Sheriff's Department escort to the airport to get him. And then David will be with us probably for the back nine, and then he'll probably hang out and talk to the guys. So if you're playing in the Crime Stoppers golf tournament tomorrow. Now, a week from Friday is the Greenville Police Athletic League golf tournament. which is going to be fun. I believe that one's at Ironwood. Is that an Ironwood?
Yeah. Is that the
Michael?
Is
grab
that
one of those
the Tony
flyers.
Collins thing?
Yeah, the Tony Collins.
That's at Ironwood. Yes, it is. It is.
Grab
it
one
is.
Of those flyers.
18-hole celebrity auction, pig picking.
They're having a big deal.
October 5th,
Thursday night, the night before the Greenville Police Athletic League, and Tony Collins, the former great East Carolina running back, and let's see, is it at Ironwood?
Yes, it's Ironwood.
It is Ironwood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was invited to play in that one.
Well, they're having a huge event Thursday night at the City Hotel and Bistro on Thursday night, October 4th, to watch the ECU Central Florida football game on ESPN. But they're having a big celebrity auction that night, and Tony Collins is bringing in a bunch of his former NFL players. His buddies like Irvin Fryer is going to be there.
Oh, wow.
A lot of former East Carolina players like Leander Green and Eddie Hicks.
Wait, who's Irvin Fryer?
Irvin Fryer played. Had a great career with the New England Patriots.
Irvin Fryer. Okay.
You're not when I'm
not ringing a bell with
when
me.
I'm announcing that he's the headliner for the event. You shouldn't say who is he.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He was an All-Pro for many years with the New England Patriots, and of course Tony Collins had a great career with the New England Patriots. And Tony will be here Tuesday morning to talk about the big event next week. And the event at the City Hotel and Bistro on Thursday night of next week, which is October 4th, is open to the public. It is open to the public. You can come in and meet the guys, and there's going to be a big celebrity auction, and then everybody's going to hang out and watch the East Carolina Central Florida game.
Oh, yeah. On TV. Play in Nebraska with the Redskins. Finish his career with the Redskins. That Fryer.
Yeah. Would you just Google him?
No. Of course not.
Liar, pants on fire. And, of course, don't forget the Pitt County Fair is next week. And the weather is shaping up to be great fair weather. I cannot wait for next week to take my grandson to the fair. We're going to be fairing it up a couple nights.
Great week to do it.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then Monday night, I think I'm emceeing the opening ceremonies out there. And they've got Elaine Marshall's going to be there. No, not Elaine Marshall. The Cherie Berry, the Secretary of Labor, is going to be there. And she was out there last year, so we had a good time with Secretary Berry last year. She's going to be back Monday night for the opening ceremonies. And then after that, we've got the big talent competition. Pitt County Fair's Got Talent. And I understand there's That's a cool. bunch of the Rosses, Mr. and Mrs. Ross will be here tomorrow to tell us about that. But if you want to see some great singers and competition and stuff like that, come out to the fair on Monday night. That should be a lot of fun.
Now, will Cherie Berry sign off that the rides are good to go?
Yes, that's the whole idea for being there.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That and the fact that she's got her picture on all the elevators in the entire state. I told her last year she needs a new picture. Her hair's a little longer now than... Lynette Taylor is at the news desk this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you this morning? It's good to see you.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Any breaking news? I mentioned yesterday that we heard that there was another arrest in the Farmville Hustle Mart convenience store murders.
Correct. Yes.
This was a young lady who was harboring one of the fugitives from the police and has been charged with accessory after the fact. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And this is the seventh arrest in this case. Now, of course, we know there are four suspects, rather, that were involved in the actual shooting of the Hustle Mart in Farmville that happened on April 1st. But there have been several other people that helped either harbor or actually give false statements to law enforcement during that time. And we talked to law enforcement yesterday about the arrest of Ashley Johnson, who is an ECU student, who was also the girlfriend of Willie Whitehead, which is one of the suspects charged in the triple murder. And we were told that she basically tried to provide an alibi for Willie Whitehead in that case to not put him there at the actual scene of the crime. So the local police or sheriff's office is basically bringing in those that helped these four individuals either try to hide the murder or hide either weapons or any of those things. So it shows that they're taking this case obviously very seriously. But from last check, she was under like a $3 million bond, and mm-hmm. I'm sure during her first court appearance today, they may lower that. But just like one of the teen that was arrested in that case as well, His mother ended up in jail just because she did not know where her son was and didn't know where he was
for
2 weeks.
They should keep her in jail.
So
they'll probably have a hard time convicting her, but I hope they convict her also.
Well, she did spend a lot of time in jail. So if nothing else, there's a lesson there.
And how did they solve the crime over there at the convenience store in Farmville? Crime Stoppers.
That's right.
And I know you spent, Lynette, you spent many years on Crime Stoppers Committee. Are you still on it or you're off now?
No, I'm off now. I served 3 years on Crime Stoppers as one of the media liaisons on board. And I enjoyed my tenure there because we did a lot in those 3 years. And that was the first year when I started when they also had all three media outlets represented, because for so many years there was just one station that mm-hmm. also helped with broadcasting. But as they expanded, all three stations had representation on the board, and I was one for WITN. And
all three of the local TV stations were there?
Yes, yes.
Speaking of that, I heard that Alan Hoffman's retirement party was last night.
It was.
Did you get invited?
My invitation was lost in the mail.
You know, they asked me for my address.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to them, and then they still didn't invite me.
Yeah, that's what I think
I must not have made the final cut.
I think that's exactly what happened
seriously,
to me.
Seriously, they texted me and asked me for my address for Alan Hoffman's retirement party, and I sent them my address, and I told my wife, Debbie, I said, oh, we're going to go to Alan's retirement party. Isn't that nice? Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So she had her wardrobe laid out and everything, and then the invitation never came.
Aww. Probably trying to cut cost. You know, just want to keep the heads
I'm
down.
I'm sure if Henry, would, you showed
catering,
up.
Catering issues.
I would only have eaten maybe 4 or 5 meatballs. I mean...
I think if you had shown up, they would have let you in just by face recognition.
No, I think I was
alone.
Bumped. Probably my association with WITN probably got me bumped.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
I'm sure.
We're all close. We get along great.
Anyway, the point on Crime Stoppers is this is another one of the great crimes that great work that's been done by Crime Stoppers in solving that crime in Farmville. And so, again, if you're not playing in the golf tournament tomorrow, this is Crime Stoppers week here on the program. And we'll be we've got a radiothon going on Friday morning, 7 to 9 at Krispy Kreme. And I want every business in Greenville to bring by a check. I wrote my check yesterday to Crime Stoppers while Shook was in the building after the interview with Scott Shook, the chairman of the Crime Stoppers board yesterday. And I wrote my check to Crime Stoppers, and I want other businesses to write a check on Friday or write it on Thursday and bring it by Krispy Kreme Friday morning, and we'll put you on the air. And we'll let people know that your business is supporting Crime Stoppers, which I hope everybody will. And speaking of that, another story. There, Crime Stoppers is offering $5,000 right now for a tip that may lead to an arrest in the Anthony Knox murder. That's on the front page of the local section of the Daily Reflector today. The victims of a May homicide that remains unsolved was stabbed 20 times and suffered multiple head injuries, according to the state medical office. The autopsy report released yesterday showed the death of 57-year-old Anthony Knox of 908 Douglas Avenue. It said Knox received 17 stab wounds to the neck, as well as stab wounds to his right chest area, right shoulder, and right waist. And they're going to catch who did it. You know why? Because they're offering $5,000 worth of Crime Stoppers money. Let's see. That's where our money's going. I can't think of a better use than to solve these murders. A $5,000 reward being offered on that case right now by Crime Stoppers. And as always, if you've got information, Crime Stoppers only wants the information. They do not take your name. They don't ask you your name. You don't have to give your name. There's a system set up. I know how the system works. It's kind of a secret system. But you'll get your money. You will get your money if you offer up a tip that leads to an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the paper this morning, as we get into the political season, not a good story this morning for one of the people running for the legislature. The Democratic candidate for the state house here in Pitt County, District 8. This is Mark Bibbs, who's been on our show a couple of times now, McGee.
Yep.
Mark Bibbs, who is a lawyer in Wilson. This is a Wilson and Pitt County district. It's kind of the district. It's been redistricted, but it's kind of the same general areas that in Pitt County, anyway, that Edith Warren has been representing. But she had Martin County, that kind of. This is the new district, which is like half of Greenville, all the way out
eight.
To the western part. It's District 8, the western part of Greenville, the northern part of Pitt County, the western part of Pitt County out toward Fountain, Farmville, Bethel area up there. This is District 8 and into Wilson County. And so this is the district. The Republican candidate in this race is Susan Martin, who we've had on the show. The Democratic candidate in this race is Mark Bibbs, who we've had on the show. And we're hoping to have them in the studio for a forum here in the next month. But this morning, the newspaper story on in the Reflector is saying that Mark Bibbs is facing the potential loss of his law license. And I read this article this morning when I was having coffee, and it's not a very flattering article about Mark. Mark is denying the allegations, but here's basically the story. It says that Mark Bibbs got two DUIs, and apparently in 2006 and 2007, he was convicted of DUIs, given a suspended sentence. And then in late 2008, reading from the article, in late 2008, after arguing with the Wilson County Clerk of Court and his staff, Bibbs was then administered a breathalyzer test, an alcohol breath test, and registered a .19, violating his probation. He was put in jail after that. And then the state bar held a hearing and determined whether his law license should be suspended for 1 year, but they then issued a stay for 3 years under the conditions that Bibbs would not violate certain conditions, including he would not drink alcohol, he would undergo periodic urine tests, and make daily contact with monitoring program, with the administrator of the monitoring program. Now, they're saying that he has violated some or all of those orders. It says the order alleges that Bibbs was observed under the influence of an impaired substance believed to be alcohol at the courthouse in Wilson in February of 2010. That order alleges Bibbs seriously then injured himself in an accident at an office a month later. The order also alleges that Bibbs has failed urine tests 7 times through 11 in 2012, and then on 30 occasions, he failed to make contact with the monitoring program administrator. Bibbs is denying all of the allegations, according to this article this morning. He said he was not drinking when he fell down a flight of stairs at his office in March of 2010. He says he was carrying a computer box up a flight of stairs and attempting to answer a cell phone call using his ear device, and he missed the step, fell, and hit his head. His quote here was, "It was a foolhardy accident that occurred because I was trying to do too much at one time." He suffered several hematomas on his brain, which required surgery, and was placed in a medically induced coma for a week. He also had to have surgery on his shoulder, and the surgery was performed by Susan Martin's husband. Dr. Lou Martin, who, of course, is the husband of the person that he's running against now for the legislature. Bibbs said he's called the administrator every day, but at times the line's busy. At other times he can't. He receives a recorded message, and he said all of his urine tests have been negative. He said he's been having his urine screened independently by another company, E-Screen, an Overland Park, Kansas company, and he said that he had E-Screen test on the same day as the state monitoring program. And he says the reason he was getting his own urine test was because his attorney said that the state test can produce false results. The independent test results have been sent to the state bar. One last quote from Mark Bibbs. He says, I had a serious problem with alcohol in 2007. If you speak with my family, friends, and colleagues now, they'll tell you that I'm a very different person today and don't have these issues any longer. Alcoholism is a disease that requires you to deal with its problems every day, and I do, but I maintain my sobriety for myself, my family, and my career. I just got one comment. Why can't his last name be Obama? I mean, and Mark seems like a nice enough guy.
And I don't think this is – people have known about this. This is just being written in the Reflect.
Careful.
Careful with what?
I mean, who are people?
I think more the Wilson County area. This is not breaking news at all. I think this is – I've heard quite a bit about this, actually, in that area. So maybe here it is. But
could be rumors, but it could be – I mean, you know. I mean, but the facts are that he's now facing the loss of his law license. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
I mean, the timing is not good. And by the way, he alleges in the article further down there that this could be politically motivated. And, you know, the timing is certainly not good for him, I'll say that. I don't know if it's politically motivated. And I don't really know how somebody opposing him in a political race could actually move the state bar to a specific time on this, particularly a Republican who probably would have no control over the state bar. But anyway, it's not good news. And again, we will attempt to get Mark in the studio, and we're hoping to have Mark and Susan Martin in here to do a debate between now and the election, and we'll give him a chance to respond to that, obviously. Not a good time to be facing the loss of your law license. All right, 7:32, 28 in front of 8 o'clock. What else is going on? The big flap over the replacement refs has continued, and everybody was weighing in yesterday. President Obama even sent a he even sent a tweet out yesterday. And
Mitt Romney responded. Paul Ryan
Mitt
responded.
Romney. Here was Paul Ryan yesterday at a campaign speech in Cincinnati.
Did you guys watch that Packer game last night?
Now you got to remember, by the way, Paul Ryan is from Wisconsin, so you got to assume he's a huge Packer fan, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. It is time to get the real refs. And you know what? It reminds me of President Obama and the economy.
You knew that.
By the way,
you knew that.
Let's see if I can connect the dots here. Excuse me. You know, the sad thing about it was that they came back and upheld the NFL releasing a statement yesterday upholding the result of the game.
The NFL has just upheld the Seattle touchdown that beat Green Bay on Monday Night Football.
Call on the field stands. Touchdown.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
And this after two replacement refs at the time on ESPN couldn't agree on who had the ball, adding to a growing chorus of criticism as the NFL's contract dispute with the regular refs continues.
Now, there's all sorts of reports coming out about these guys who are the replacement refs. I for one, kind of feel sorry for these guys. But listen to this one report yesterday.
According to ESPN, the man who called last night's touchdown is a local executive for Bank of America who has only officiated high school and junior college football games.
If that's true, what are they thinking up there at the NFL? They clearly weren't prepared for this lockout or this strike.
Lance Easley is like, yeah, the USA Today has a report on all of the replacement refs' real jobs.
Well, you got to think, you know, you go down, if you got to find referees at the last minute, like they had to do in the NFL, where would you go get them? You know, the good Division I college referees aren't going to go do that because they're going to assume that the strike is going to be over and then they're going to have lost their job in college. And so I don't think that's a
doesn't college play on Saturday? Couldn't they do both? And they would realize it's a temporary job, not a full time.
I don't think so because, you know, I know that for one thing, you know, the referees go in a day early. I mean, just like a team prepares, the referees go in a day early and meet and prepare. I mean, most of these crews in college probably work together most of the time. But if you don't work together, I've never officiated football, but I did officiate high school basketball for a while. And I can tell you that, you know, it's a team effort. Now, back when I did high school basketball, are there still just two referees in basketball?
At the
high school level. But, you know, it's a team effort. You got to work with your fellow officials. And so they go in a day early and they make sure everybody understands their assignments and, you know, what are we going to do in this situation and how are we going to handle that situation. And
can I read you some of the jobs? As we just said, easily, yeah. VP of Bank of America when he's not officiating high school games. Don King is a bankruptcy lawyer, also a replacement ref. Aaron Shreen, a high school teacher. Perry Hudspeth, president, Anchor Financial Group.
But these things are these are the same kind of jobs that the normal referees have.
Yeah. I mean, they all have day jobs. People. This is not the only thing they do. Even the normal refs.
You know, Ed Hockley, who you mentioned yesterday, he's probably the most famous NFL ref out there because he's the guy with the big guns and you know he's the studly guy. He's about 60 years old now, but he's or at least in his mid 50s.
Yeah, but in great shape.
But he's in great shape and he stays in the gym all day, except when he's working his regular job as a lawyer, or he's working for the NFL. And so, you know, all these guys have regular jobs, which is one of the things. In fact, let's see if I can find this email. I got an email last night from a listener who was talking about that. Here it is. Michael writes, here's an idea. The NFL should implement a new referee policy. Make the refs full-time employees. Pay them $400,000 to $750,000 a year over the next 5 years with good benefits, including retirement. NFL teams have the money, and it would be a good investment during the week instead of selling real estate, insurance, or performing other jobs. The refs would work every day on improving their skills and making the correct calls. The current part-time refs should be given first choice at the full-time jobs.
You know what the average official made per game last year?
They probably make about $5,000 a game.
$8,575.
And that's
a game.
That's probably before expenses.
Well, yeah. But, I mean,
they make more than that.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, well, I don't know. Let's see.
I mean, it's like the NCAA officials, they get a per diem for travel. And, you know, they can drive their own car instead of flying if they want to save the money. So they can pocket some of that money. So, I mean, that's the way that whole system works.
And the replacement referees, the head replacement referee and other replacement officials, $3,500. Or 3,000 per game, respectively. So the head guy makes about 500 more than what the, you know, side judge, back judge.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: the NFL is such a national treasure. It's such a part of the fabric of the country. You got to, at this point, it's such a disaster. You got to fix it. I mean, if I'm the commissioner of the NFL right now, you know, I ain't sleeping very good till I get those referees back on the field.
Damn, whatever. They made $9.3 billion in 2010.
It's not like you've got a struggling business. They've got the money. But, I mean, I will say this. In defense of the owners of the NFL teams, I mean, what is it worth? You just said that. I mean, what is it worth?
Yep.
For a guy that comes out there and works a 3.5-hour football game.
I agree with that. You're right. Yeah.
Of course, he's got the travel. He's got the time away from his family, got the time away from his job, and he's got the training and all that. And so it's worth more than, you know, a couple thousand dollars a game. I mean, but if they're getting $8,700 a game, I mean, come on.
A lot of money.
Everybody's got their hand out.
A lot of money to hold your hands up.
All right, let's get some more
field.
Sports. 21 in front of 8. Here's McGee.
All right. And North Carolina said Tuesday that Tar Heel head basketball coach Roy Williams' surgically removed kidney tumor was not cancerous, though
that's
he will have
news.
A biopsy to ensure a second kidney tumor is also benign. Doctors report that Williams should be back in plenty of time for the start of preseason practice on October 13th. Looks like the NFL has its, we were just talking about the replacement officials. Well, looks like the NFL has its latest piggybacking publicity stunt, following in the footsteps of the Lingerie Football League, which announced the firing of referees on Monday night. I'm not making this up. The Museum of Sex in New York appears to have given Jets quarterback Tim Tebow a lifetime membership to the museum. Now, their offer came up because Tebow is a noted virgin. According to Animal New York, which first shared the story, the letter to Tebow states, "We would like to welcome you to our New York City area with a lifetime membership to the Museum of Sex. While we completely respect your choice to forego having sex until after marriage, we hope you visit the museum to learn about the history, evolution, and cultural significance of human sexuality." That's a real story. I'm just reporting what they say. You know,
shame on you for reporting that story.
You know, hey, and don't forget to this is not really a good way to follow this up, but Pitt County's high school football coaches will
did
be featured today.
At
the Greater Greenville
did you just
Sports
do
Club.
A Tim Club Tebow is a virgin sports story.
Well, not really that. People know that. It's more about being at lifetime membership. He's got a lifetime membership now. Go anytime he wants. That's a deal, right?
Yeah. He probably hangs out at Scores. The dollhouse. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
He and Mike Price. Hitting the deja vu.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah, and Bill Belichick will be fined later today by the NFL. That announcement should come down this afternoon. We're going after an official.
$25,000 to him. It's like dropping a five out of the pocket. All right. That's our sports update. 7:41:19 now in front of 8 o'clock. More Talk of the Town for Wednesday coming up. Lynette Taylor next with WITN News headlines as we roll through Wednesday morning. Be right back.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be. Your key to satisfaction, Hastings Ford Country.
You'll love our new Focus. A new 2012 Ford Focus S, 5-speed, only $99 a month. Go for it. Drive home a fresh, new Ford Focus for just $99 a month. And get up to 40 miles per gallon, $99 a month through this Monday at Hastings Ford. Or choose from 12 2012s and get 0 for 60 and up to $2,500 bonus cash or up to $5,500 cash back today at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
Better deals every day.
That's the Hastings Ford way.
Well, you're doing good.
That's good. Told you I practiced.
You did.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
At Bojangles, we want to know, where do you tailgate? At home? At the stadium? Wherever you gather for football celebrations? Take along Bojangles Chicken and Fixins, and we can upgrade your next football celebration with a $100 Bojangles gift card. There's a new winner every week. To enter, take a picture of your Bojangles tailgate party and post it on our wall at Facebook.com/BCajun. That's Facebook.com/BECAJUN. Hey, tailgate fans, it's Bo time.
It's Bo time at Bojangles. What's big, boxy, and holds a ton of food? No, it's not a defensive lineman. It's the Big Bo Box. Feed the whole group with a 12-piece super tailgate special. You'll get 12 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken, 6 made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of Bojangles legendary iced tea. Hit your tailgating party with the 12-piece super tailgate special. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
Parents, if you have a high school student about to take the SAT, listen up. Sylvan has a limited number of available spots in the SAT prep program. It's been proven over and over that Sylvan's SAT program increases your child's chances to become accepted in the college of their choice. Listen to what Anna, a current freshman at UNC Chapel Hill, has to say.
I most definitely think the SAT program really benefited me because my SAT score was improved by 250 points.
Sylvan's SAT prep program can impact your family in a positive way. Listen to this parent's experience.
So I asked Elizabeth to work with him. Whenever he took the SAT again, his score went up by 90 points, and that saved my husband and I about $20,000.
Want to know if the Sylvan SAT prep program can work for your high schooler? Take it from parents who know.
I think it would be a mistake if you didn't consider Sylvan because it truly does make a tremendous difference.
Contact Sylvan now in Greenville, Rocky Mount, Washington, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, or call them at 1-800-Educate.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 54 degrees at 744. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN News Update. Authorities are searching for a 12-year-old girl believed to be with a sex offender, and they are now focusing their efforts on coastal South Carolina. They also say the convict knows a lot of back roads to stay under the radar after working as a truck driver. The Amber Alert is still active for Abigail Lefevers of Carteret County, who was last seen late Sunday night. But authorities now think that she's with convicted sex offender 38-year-old Timothy Newman. His roommate, Van Jarman, told WITN that Newman and Abigail texted every single night, and it, quote, seemed like they were in love, end quote. Jarman says Newman told him the girlfriend was 17, not 12 years old. Now, police are looking for Newman's car. They say it has North Carolina tag AKT6534. If you see the car, Newman or Abigail, you're urged to call police. A visitation and funeral will be held today for a soldier from Greenville killed in Afghanistan. The body of 22-year-old Specialist Joshua Nelson returned home with a military salute yesterday morning. The North Pitt High School graduate leaves behind his wife and parents. Nelson's viewing will be from 4 to 6 this afternoon. The funeral will follow directly after at Mount Calvary Free Will Baptist Church in Greenville. Nelson will be buried tomorrow in Jacksonville. And now to an update on one of the biggest stories of the year in the East. The investigation clearly continues into the triple murder in Farmville in April. More than 5 months after the fact, authorities are still charging people in this heinous crime. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Ashley Johnson from LaGrange is charged with 3 counts of accessory after the fact of first-degree murder. Now, deputies say she is charged in connection with the April 1st murders of 3 men at the Hustle Mart outside of Farmville. The sheriff's office says Johnson is an ECU student and the girlfriend of Willie Whitehead, one of the men charged in the murders. Well, what would you do if you're in your house with a little child and it's clear someone is trying to break in? Well, Mia Edwards of Farmville called 911. Now, Edwards spoke to WITN off camera saying that she is still upset after the Friday morning break-in at her Toddy Road home in Farmville. Now, she was home with her 2-year-old grandchild at the time. Deputies arrested 3 suspects at the scene, 17-year-old Trayvon Atkins, a former Farmville Central High School student, 33-year-old Corey Dixon, and 16-year-old Israel Williams, a 9th grader at Farmville Central. Edwards and the toddler were hiding upstairs on the phone with lawmen when lawmen arrived. Now, one of the 3 suspects that are listed are still behind bars in the jail. Well, one man is under arrest, another wanted after authorities say they broke into a house while a teenager was at home. Authorities say a 13-year-old was in his Mount Olive home Monday when 2 men broke in and stole more than $2,000 in electronics. Now, the teen called 911 from the closet. A nearby state trooper responded, and he arrested Linwood West trying to flee the scene. A warrant is out for a 2nd suspect. The family got back all their belongings. Well, we are less than 6 weeks away from Election Day now, which means more and more signs are popping up in yards. And in some cases, those signs are disappearing. Lynn Johnson of Greenville set up a surveillance camera in a tree above a 4-foot by 8-foot Romney Ryan sign. Johnson says he set up the camera because several of his signs had been stolen or defaced before. Well, on Monday night, that sign vanished. But Johnson says he believes he has the vandals on camera. He plans to give the photos to the police. He also says he will put up a new sign and another camera. And that's your WITN News Update. I'm Lynette Taylor.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Some clouds this morning, giving way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon today. High temperature today will be about 81 degrees. And then tonight, overnight low, clear and 59. And then tomorrow, a beautiful Thursday, sunny and 84, and then on Friday, sunshine and 82. Good weekend in store as well, 54 right now. Our news and weather update this hour, a service of Suddenlink. And savings days are here again, and Suddenlink wants you to get the fastest hookup in town. Speeds now up to 50 megs are available. Enough bandwidth to power all your devices, streaming video from Suddenlink to go and ESPN3. Don't get failed by your dish again. Switch to Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV today and receive $300 in credits to help with those satellite cancellation fees. And, of course, don't forget video on demand. You know what I'm into now? now that Breaking Bad, I've seen all the Breaking Bads and it's off for the season. You know what I'm into now? It's my new passion. I've started watching this with my wife, the Kelsey Grammer miniseries on Stars called Boss. Have you watched any of that?
No, I have not.
That's my new thing.
I have to check it out, though.
I just can't get into the Voice and America's Got Talent and all that stuff. They're just X Factors. Too many of them now. And you know, I've been a big American Idol fan, but I refuse to watch American Idol.
I don't even know what's on
this
anymore.
Year.
There's a Duplin County guy, though, on one of the shows, right? The Voice?
He was on last night, and he got bumped.
Okay.
I did see that.
He's on and he's off.
I did see that part. My wife was watching The Voice. I went to bed, but she was watching it. And they had the kid from Warsaw who was awful. He was absolutely terrible. And he went up there and had to talk about how he's a pig farmer from Eastern North Carolina and all that.
Jeez. They all get that story.
Exactly. Another great image.
Story.
Okay, anyway.
Come on.
So, but you know, with you see who the new judges are on American Idol? Nicki Minaj.
Nicki.
Who?
Nicki Minaj.
Her. and Mariah Carey.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm done with American Idol.
Done.
And you know what? My guess is this will be the last season of it.
Done. That's
I think this will kill it off.
Yep. I hope.
This will kill it off.
There's a lot, they're like replacement officials.
No.
On the
worse.
American. Yeah, maybe so.
Worse.
Maybe so.
Call Suddenlink, and if you don't have video on demand, that's the best invention ever. Video on demand. A couple of new movies out. In fact, today, The Avengers comes out on video on demand. Also out this month was Snow White and the Huntsman's out there, the 5-year engagement, all 28 days before Netflix and Redbox gets them at Suddenlink's Video On Demand. Call them at 866-432-1184, 866-432-1184 for Suddenlink. All right, 54 degrees on the way to 81 degrees. More talk of the town. We got a laugh track coming up next. Be right back.
Brown & Wood Buick GMC has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years, and today, more than ever, we have something for everyone, like the all-new Verano, the 40-mile-per-gallon e-assist LaCrosse, and the world-class Enclave. In GMC, we have the best Sierra ever, or in SUVs, we have Terrain, Acadia, and Yukons. This is the best lineup with the greatest leases, huge rebates, and great deals, all backed by our 75 years of proven service. Come visit Brown & Wood today and let us prove to you why we are your dealer of choice.
Need new windows? There's a company in Greenville selling high-quality windows for less. Clear Choice Windows. That's right, you no longer have to pay $600 to $800 per window. With Clear Choice, you get a better window for a third of the price. Clear Choice Windows specializes in triple-pane replacement windows, which gives you the maximum benefit of energy efficiency and sound reduction. Give local owner Ben Wisner and Clear Choice Windows a call today at 321-7222 for a free estimate. Clear Choice Windows. Done right. Guaranteed.
The Pitt County Republican Party is having its annual barbecue dinner on Friday, September the 28th at the Masonic Lodge on Charles Boulevard in Greenville. This year's keynote speaker is gubernatorial candidate Pat McCrory, but there will also be a special guest with Pat. Don't miss a night of music, door prizes, Carolina barbecue, and Pat McCrory with a surprise special guest. Tickets $25 for adults, $15 for children under 12. Call 752-7611 or visit pittgop.org.
This ad paid for by the Pitt County Republican Party.
Find a treasure at the fair, the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come experience the excitement of Play World Amusements Midway with brand new rides for kids of all ages. Plus, enjoy games, new and exciting exhibits, live animals, delicious food, free entertainment, including music, dancers, racing pigs, BMX, puppets, fireworks, and more. And parking is free. It's all here at the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come out and join the crowd and see what all the buzz is about. Find a treasure at the fair, the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Go to pittfair.org for more information.
It's a clearance emergency. The 2013s are here, and Greenville Toyota is holding a massive 2012 closeout. Get into a new 2012 Toyota for as little as $99 a month. That's $3 a day for a brand new Toyota. $3 a day.
It's a clearance emergency at Greenville Toyota.
Call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com.
New 2012 Corolla L Automatic, 71, 75% down, a trade equity at 2.9 APR with a super preferred credit. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, 419.
Join the Pirate Nation
as they battle the Navy midshipmen during Military Appreciation Day on October 27th. Enjoy a pregame cavalcade of displays and game day recognitions from all service branches. Fans are encouraged to support the Tickets for Troops campaign by purchasing tickets for $20 to be donated to veterans, active military, and family. Help send service men and women to the game. Donate Tickets for Troops by visiting ecupirates.com.
The power to take on your world begins with that morning info injection to kick off your day. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
Are we back? I'm trying to get the laugh track ready. Welcome back. It's Talk of the Town. Good to have everybody here this morning. It is 5 minutes now until 8 o'clock. Coming up next hour, we've got the author of the new book, Every Moment Counts, David Boyd Lee. He is the head of the recreation department in Wilson, and he is also the son of Boyd Lee, who was the longtime recreation department guy here in Greenville.
And a member of the Rose Sports Hall of Fame.
Rose High School Sports Hall of Fame. And
columnist.
And he is David's in the...
He's a Wilson Times...
He played golf at NC State. There's a great story in here. I'll wait for him to tell the story next hour, but there's some great stories. But this is a book compiled of different columns that he's written for the Wilson newspaper. And I've met David before, but I'm looking forward to interviewing him. Of course, his dad is a legend in Greenville, Boyd Lee, of Boyd Lee Park fame. And there's some great stories in there. And this would be a great book for any parent, grandparent, or anybody to read. Really good stuff.
Teacher, coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's who's at the sports club today?
We're going to have the Pitt County High School head football coaches, and we're going to also recognize a special guest at the conclusion of today's meeting, a longtime football coach here in the county who's done a lot, I think, for high school football over the years, so we're going to recognize him at the end. But no one knows who he is.
No hints?
No hints.
I have a couple of guesses.
I think you know who it is.
I think I can figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
Does he go to the lodge every morning? We'll talk about that.
The lodge? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a joke between him and myself.
Oh, yeah.
If he's listening, he'll get it. couple things to remind you of. Our Pirate Game Day countdown will start at 4:30.
Yes, 4:30
on Saturday afternoon at CPW. So if you're on the way into town, stop by CPW's and see Trent McGee and Scott Harley and get an autograph from Scott Harley and get an autograph from Trent McGee. And Jay Sonhalter as well.
Yep.
We'll get you ready for the game. If you got tailgating plans, you can just head over to the stadium, and then you can turn them on in the parking lot over there.
And I need to mention this. If you're driving down Charles Boulevard today, and you happen to see...
Oh, I forgot about this. Oh, my God, yes.
...a person out there with a North Carolina cheerleading outfit on, that is a guy.
It's Mudflap.
It's Mudflap. He lost a bet, and he's living up to it.
Mudflap from Thunder Country.
Can you believe he's doing that?
Bet that East Carolina would beat Carolina. And Dylan McKay bet him that Carolina would beat East Carolina. And the loser has to go out and stand at the corner of Charles Boulevard and Charles and Greenville Boulevard, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Right there in front of McAllister's?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In a Carolina cheerleading outfit. And do a Carolina cheer for people coming by.
With a sign that says honk for the heels. Or
honk for
you
the heels yeah, or something like that. Yeah, that's pathetic.
That's crazy.
What time?
That's going to happen at 11 o'clock
11
today.
O'clock today.
I will be there.
I think that's newsworthy.
I will be there.
I think that's newsworthy. Yeah.
If nothing else, because someone may hurt him if he's on the corner in front of the pirate.
He showed me the
pirate
outfit.
Statue.
It's pretty embarrassing.
All right, let's do the laugh track. We've got comedian Greg Warren this morning on the laugh track.
Woke up this morning in the hotel, and I couldn't figure out how to work the shower. It's humiliating. You're just standing there, naked, and confused. I mean, the shower had like 8 different settings on it. 8.
You could pick whichever one you want. Problem is, only one of them made any sense at all. It's like, yeah, I want the one where the water comes out and hits me, okay? Not the two lasers going off to the side. Not massage. I don't know what massage is supposed to feel like, but I don't think it's a camel spitting on you every 7 seconds. I mean, they're not real choices. It doesn't matter how many you got. It's like going to the ice cream store. Yeah, we got 100 flavors. We got chocolate. We got bacon, motor oil, Anvil, cigarette lighter, Marshall Tucker Band.
The American voice.
When you're buying a new car, there are some things you should consider.
Price?
Well, of course. But what about service after the sale? And more importantly, what about who you're buying it from?
Massey Toyota in Kinston has been around for 70 years, giving great prices and offering great service. In fact, Massey has won the President's Award for Service for 14 years. Massey consistently has one of the
for later on. One new report says the average increase this year is about 6%. Home improvement sales are also rising, but says ABC's Rob Nelson,
we're not out of the woods just yet. Few miles left to go. Prices are still down 30% compared to before the recession, but every improvement helps boost homeowners' confidence, and that makes them a lot more likely to start spending money again. Some reasons this morning to be encouraged.
The latest new home sales report coming out today from the government. Ohio is today's key battleground state. President Obama will be at two rallies at Ohio universities. Mitt Romney continues his bus tour. His campaign says Romney will be doing more rallies and public events.
Mitt Romney says he regrets having to spend so much time raising money in private fundraisers. The decision not to more aggressively campaign has been slammed by pundits. Now, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows 61% of voters have an unfavorable view of the way Romney's handled his campaign. 54% say they don't much like Romney's views of the 47%. Who don't pay federal income taxes.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Columbus, Ohio. More anger in the streets of Europe this morning. Police are clashing with protesters who threw petrol bombs and bottles in central Athens after a major anti-government rally turned violent. Riot police in Greece using tear gas and pepper spray against scores of demonstrators. There have also been violent protests in Spain. They're aimed at austerity measures, which have led to spending cuts and tax hikes. This is ABC News.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Global pork prices are rising, and that could mean an increase in the cost of food for a lot of people. ABC's Tom Rivers is in London.
Nothing quite like it. Bacon sizzling in the pan. But feed costs are going up, and that could cost customers everywhere. However, not everyone agrees. Indiana pork producer Calla Braglin.
It's a scare tactic that some people put out there, but I promise you, I can produce you all the pork that you want.
Pork consumption has been falling in the U.S. over the past few years as supermarket prices have edged up. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The airline industry may be suffering from the high cost of fuel, but it's increasing its bag fees, bringing in a lot more money from customers in the past few years as a result. World leaders going to be watching closely today as Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, delivers his first speech to the U.N. General Assembly. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
When you're buying a new car, there are some things you should consider. Price? Well, of course. But what about service after the sale? And more importantly, what about who you're buying it from? Massey Toyota in Kinston has been around for 70 years, giving great prices and offering great service. In fact, Massey has won the President's Award for Service for 14 years. Massey consistently has one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Come see them at Massey Toyota, Highway 70 West Kinston, or MasseyToyota.com.
Hello, this is Henry Groom with Total Lawnmower Care, a Briggs & Stratton Diamond dealer. Total Lawnmower Care and Briggs & Stratton are ready to help you with equipment, parts, and service to make your landscaping projects go easier. For new equipment, service, of current equipment, or parts to fix your own, call Total Lawnmower Care 756-4100 for information on Briggs & Stratton parts and products. Total Lawnmower Care provides warranty service and general repairs on your Briggs & Stratton engines and other products. Pickup of your equipment is available. We specialize in parts lookup to be sure you get the right parts to do your own repairs, and we maintain one of the largest stocks of parts in the area. Remember, Total Lawnmower Care in Briggs & Stratton. When you need service, parts, or equipment, call 756-4100, 756-4100. Total Lawnmower Care is located at 5643 NC 43 South.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Breaking news, breaking news. This just in from Ann herself. Ann's Dumplings and Ann's Delicious Chicken Base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Mmm, tastes like homemade. With Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
Seven and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All right, second hour, Talk of the Town here on Wednesday, 25th day of September. It's a Pirate Game Week here in town. East Carolina and UTEP coming to town this weekend. 7 o'clock kickoff in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, and we're excited about that. Hank sent me – well, let me welcome in Suzanne first. Suzanne Sartell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And Lynette Taylor also is here at the news desk. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I've got a news tip for you. Stand by, Lynette. We're going to try to get an exclusive interview here that you can follow up on today.
I can't wait.
Hank sent me, McGee, I meant to mention this to you last hour. Did you know, Hank sent me this stat last night. Our crack research, pirate football research staff, Hank Hinton. UTEP has never won a game in the Eastern time zone. They are 0-17-1 in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, Mike Price talked about that.
He talked about that?
15%.
Mike Price talked about that?
15% of teams win when traveling two time zones.
15%.
Of teams
when traveling through two time zones. How about that?
Well, it messes you up to change time zones like that.
Well, I think they should get here a day early to prepare, and that way Mike Price can check out the strip clubs. I mean, if he came in a day early...
Where would you recommend he go?
Well, he'd have time to go to Raleigh to the Dollhouse or whatever it's called now. It's called the Gentleman's Club or something now?
So you're not saying we have strip clubs here?
Well, we had the Deja Vu, but they shut it down. Somebody told me yesterday. I don't know. But you know the story on Mike Price, the UTEP coach. He was the head coach at Alabama, and he got caught. He went to a strip club, and he ended up taking one of the young ladies back to his hotel room. And the
maybe he doesn't do that anymore. Maybe he learned.
Well, we're hoping that he does. We're hoping that he's focused on that, not focused on trying to win the game. But anyway, and of course, we've got all sorts of coverage. Steve Logan's show tomorrow night, brought to you by Meineke. Coach Logan will be on 7 to 9 tomorrow night to talk Pirate football and all sorts of football. I'm going to be interested to hear what he has to say about the replacement rest for the NFL.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
I would say.
But you know what? I'm like in favor of that because I'm opposed to as many jobs, as many people as needs jobs these days to strike. I just think is a terrible thing.
Well, and your NFL
way,
refs,
way back in, I think it was the early 90s.
I can't be in favor of any collective bargaining anyway. You know that, so
exactly. So I think they ought to replace them. Good for them. I'm sorry if they're not making good calls because of lack of experience, but. Yeah.
I would, if I'm a Packers fan right now, though, I'm ready to end the strike or the lockout or whatever
it's
called.
Well, they need to end it anyway because it's just.
Lynette, I have a huge opportunity for WITN News today.
And I can't wait for this. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
We're trying to get Mudflap on the phone. If you, of course, most of our folks that listen to 103.7 can't hear Thunder Country, but Thunder Country's on 96.3, which is like New Bern, Moorhead City, Jacksonville area. And Mudflap is one of the announcers over there. Mudflap and Dylan do a show in the evenings on Thunder Country. And so last week they made a bet on the East Carolina game, and Dylan said Carolina would win, and Mudflap said that East Carolina would win. Mudflap is a huge East Carolina fan. Huge East Carolina fan. So Mudflap said he was so sure that East Carolina was going to beat Carolina, which, first of all, I don't know if that speaks to his intellect or his passion for the Pirates.
We'll say passion.
Yeah. So the deal was if Carolina won the game, Mudflap has to stand on the corner of Greenville Boulevard and Charles Boulevard, which will be right out there in front of McAllister's. He has to stand out there today for an hour at 11 o'clock wearing a Carolina cheerleader uniform and saying, "Honk if you love the heels."
Awful.
Okay, Mudflap accepted that bet.
Yeah.
That, what does that say about him?
Well, I got it. I'm on his Facebook
although
page.
Although I
got
to say, I really had hopes that ECU would pull it off, and I really at least had hopes it wouldn't be so bad. It was painful.
By the way,
I was the only purple shirt to see a blue, so.
I'll just say, I would like for you to tell your husband not to text me after the Pirates lose and I'm in a bad mood.
That's because you got a report on your behavior prior to the game, your dress.
Ooh. What are you talking about?
Well, reports have it you were seen in a blue shirt and a purple shirt.
That is not true.
Is it not? No. Okay. Well,
a blue shirt and a purple shirt?
No, not at the same time.
No. No, I did not. I didn't have any blue shirt on.
No blue shirt.
Well,
okay.
Maybe some dark blue stripes. Dark blue, not Carolina blue.
Okay. But well, we'd like to dispel that rumor right away.
I told the story on Monday. I got invited to sit in the blue zone, which, by the way, is absurd. It's absurdly
it's
nice.
Sweet, isn't it?
Were you there?
Yeah.
Which floor were you on?
Yeah. I think we were on the top one.
So you were one of the suites?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. You were up a level above me.
So the saving grace for me was in the suite. The South Carolina game was on as well. So I watched both of them. At least my game
was. So I was on the level down on the second level there where it's like this huge, giant sports bar and there's TVs everywhere, free food everywhere, free to me. It ain't free if you pay for one of those memberships to that thing.
Yes.
But, I mean, it really is the nicest, I mean, you know.
We got to have it. We got to have it at Dowdy Fitness
No, we
Stadium.
Don't.
Oh, it's so
no,
nice.
No, we don't.
I'm spoiled now.
No, it's so decadent. Personally, it's so ridiculous. I mean, I felt guilty being in there.
Did you?
I did. I was like, this is the most decadent bunch of bull I've ever seen.
I felt blessed that I have a friend who has one of those, because I could never have one of those.
God, it's so stupid.
Well, don't go back then.
I'm not.
I'm I got one game a year.
I was defiant, and my wife was like, I'm not wearing purple. I'm like, I'm wearing purple.
Good for you.
I'm wearing purple.
I wore it, so too.
I had my purple shirt on, and then she was needling me all the way up there. You know, you're a guest of your friend who's a Carolina guy, and he's not going to be happy about you wearing purple. I'm like, I don't care. And then she hit me with, how do you feel when you see people from NC State during the state game wearing red at the club level? And I'm like, yeah, I think they're jerks. And she was like, yeah, you're being a jerk. But she got me as we're on the outskirts of Raleigh. She went, I hope somebody hits you in the back of the head with something. Okay, I'm going to go buy a shirt. So we stopped in Raleigh, and I bought a white shirt with dark blue stripes.
Okay. I stood my ground and wore my pirate shirt in the blue zone.
Well,
just saying. Loyalty. Just saying.
Well, it had nothing to do with loyalty. It had a lot to do with not wanting to get in the back of the head.
As you know, we were a house divided
there
were, that
I will
day.
Say this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like unlimited alcohol up here, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, alcohol, I've said this over the years.
You got to pay for that, though.
Alcohol and football do not mix.
Especially in the heat.
Alcohol and football do not mix. These idiots that just get snot-slinging drunk.
Ew.
That's a Loganism.
Let's go with snockered. It's a better word.
You know, at a football game, you know, inevitably they want to fight somebody that they see from the other team. And so that's why I said, okay, you know, she's right. There'll be some guy knee-walking up there that wants to pick a fight with me. And as you know, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. So.
I don't know what to say to that.
So I gave in. I'm excited because is David here? David Boyd is here. David Boyd Lee, who is the head of the recreation department in Wilson County. He's got a new book out called Every Moment Counts. This is a great book. I've been reading bits and pieces of it. I just got a text from a good friend of mine. It says my level of color on the road directly depends on how good my team is. That's right. I was the same way.
Where's your loyalty?
There's such a thing as loyalty. There's also such a thing as being prudent and smart. Anyway, David's book.
My host
book,
was very gracious about me wearing my purple shirt.
David Boyd Lee is here, and he's going to talk about his book, Every Moment Counts. It's a great book made up of columns that he's written over the years for the Wilson newspaper, and a lot of them deal with, you know, his kids. He's got two kids. He's got two boys. There's a great picture on the cover of the book of David walking with his boys. And David was a great golfer. Probably still is. He golfed at NC State. And some great golf stories in his. In fact, I'm going to get him to tell one of the golf stories that happened here in Greenville, which was really kind of cute. I've been reading these bits and pieces when I had time. But it's about life and about all sorts of dealing with your children and things like that. All right, let's see. Now I'm getting texts from all my friends. Oh, here's my Carolina friend. You can't get hit in the head when you're sitting as high up as you in the blue zone. Oh, yes, you can.
You got to walk to your car.
People were behaved.
There were
the
people
zone.
Behind me. No, I'm telling you, I've been to enough football games over the years to know that, you know, when there's a lot of alcohol involved, you know, there's going to be a fight. I mean, there's some idiot that wants to fight in the stands. It's the dumbest.
Did you see anything like
ever.
That on Saturday?
Well, I will say this: the guy sitting next to me passed out.
Really?
Yeah, he might have wanted to fight me if I'd had on a purple shirt.
Oh my
except
goodness.
He was too drunk. He literally passed out next to me.
It was way too hot to drink that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, changing gears, I have some very exciting news.
All right, tell us.
Yesterday, we did the ribbon cutting for the Greenville Seed. You got to just stop by there and look at the place.
Seed.
It is our entrepreneurial incubator.
Oh, jeez.
It is so cool. Why are you laughing? Seed, S-E-E-D. It stands for Supporting Economic and Entrepreneurial Development in Greenville. And it's a joint project of the Chamber and the city and private business. And we've got like eight, I'm not exactly sure the number, but I believe it's eight entrepreneurs, they're like, most of them are college students who have a really cool idea for a new product.
I hope it's wildly successful.
I do too. And it's just Scott Senator on our staff and Nikki Jones from the city and Grady Nichols from DG Nichols have really done all the work behind it. So I want to give them the kudos. But
where is it?
It is on the corner, almost on the corner of 3rd and Evans Street. It's mm-hmm. in around the side of the self-help building.
Okay.
And they get these entrepreneurs get a desk and they get wireless and they get a copy machine and they get a boardroom for 90 days for absolutely free. And there's a whole wall of sponsors
who pays
in
for
there.
That?
Well, we've raised the money.
Okay.
We've so raised the money to pay the rent.
Raised. Good.
Somebody's donated a copier.
You know where
somebody's,
I was going with that.
Yeah. It is not, there's no taxpayer money in it. There's no chamber membership dollars in it other than ones that have been donated for that particular thing. So it's really cool. They're very excited about, there's some stuff, and I don't want to tell what the businesses are because I'm not sure that we should do that, but there's some things that if they take off will be very cool additions to our business world.
Good.
Very proud of these young people. Very
proud. Be watching that closely. Speaking of grand openings, the king of all media, Phil Oschlager, just texted me and said that the opening of the new Suddenlink retail store in Rocky Mount today at 1236 Home Depot Plaza.
Cool.
So I guess they got a new retail store in the Home Depot. At 1236 Home Depot Plaza. I guess it's in that strip with the Home Depot. All right, we got to get a break in. We'll come back, and Lynette will get news headlines in here. And then we're going to talk to David Boyd Lee, the author of Every Moment Counts, local Eastern North Carolina author. Very excited about that. We'll be right back.
Remember the days when you could go to your favorite butcher shop and get your pork chops or steaks cut just the way you like them? Well, you still can. Acre Station Meat Farm on Highway 32 in Pinetown, north of Washington, is Eastern Carolina's traditional butcher shop. Acre Station's where you can get your order cut the way you want it. The best sausage, bacon, and pork chops and steaks you'll ever taste.
I get my steaks from Acre Station because the quality is great, and they can cut it any size you like, and just can't find a selection like that anywhere else.
I like to go get my roast at Acre Station because they cut it at about 6 pounds, and that's perfect for my family. Because I just can't find what I'm looking for at the grocery store anymore.
Acre Station, your traditional butcher shop in Pinetown, just outside Washington on Highway 32. Find out what others have always known. The short trip to Acre Station is worth the drive.
At Acre Station, you just get that good, friendly service you just can't find anymore.
I guarantee it's the best sausage and bacon you'll ever eat.
It's time to make the right call for your business. And our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks find Xerox solutions for their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value calls for copiers in Eastern North Carolina.
Congratulations, Daryl, on being a Platinum Agency and President's Club winner again, which recognizes your agency as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for superior support for the fourth consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products with great pricing, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a Platinum Agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox for their sales agency. So congratulations, Daryl, for this outstanding recognition for helping customers in the area.
Thanks so much. It's a great time to call your local Xerox team serving Eastern Carolina.
Folks, this agency understands the right call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994.
Meineke Car Care Centers in Greenville and Winterville announces a special fleet maintenance program for local organizations and companies with multiple cars or trucks. Both Pitt County Meineke locations, Fire Tower Road and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension, are offering special fleet pricing for maintenance on all of your company's vehicles. Your fleet is their business. Make sure your company has Meineke's fleet maintenance program so you don't have to worry about unexpected maintenance to your vehicles. Meineke gives you everything you need up front and in writing, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. Meineke is total car care.
Are you looking for a new career? Meineke is looking for part-time and full-time lube technicians. Apply in person at the Meineke on Fire Tower Road. Qualified candidates will be trained. Come be a part of the winning team at Meineke. 752-4700.
All
All right, let's check some news headlines now. Our news headlines this morning from WIT. And then after that, an exclusive interview with Mudflap, who, as we understand, is putting on his Carolina Blue hose at the moment, getting ready for his appearance today on Greenville Boulevard. Let's check news headlines first. From WIT, and here's Lynette Taylor.
I don't know if I can beat that. But we're going to first talk about the search for a 12-year-old girl that authorities say she is believed to be with a sex offender who was convicted several years ago. They say this convict knows a lot of back roads and can stay under the radar after working as a truck driver. Now, the Amber Alert is still active for Abigail Lefevers of Carteret County, who was last seen late Sunday night. But authorities now think that she is with convicted sex offender 38-year-old Timothy Newman. His roommate, Van Jarman, told WITN that Newman and Abigail texted every single night, and it, quote, seemed like they were in love, end quote. Jarman says Newman told him the girlfriend was 17, not 12 years old. A visitation and funeral will be held today for a soldier from Greenville killed in Afghanistan. The body of 22-year-old Specialist Joshua Nelson returned home with a military salute yesterday morning. The North Pitt High School graduate leaves behind his wife and parents. Nelson's viewing will be from 4 to 6 this afternoon. The funeral will follow directly after at Mount Calvary Free Will Baptist Church in Greenville. Nelson will be buried tomorrow in Jacksonville. An update on one of the biggest stories of the year in the East. The investigation clearly continues in the triple murder in Farmville. Now, the Pitt County Sheriff's Office says they have arrested 23-year-old Ashley Johnson from LaGrange, and she is charged with 3 counts of accessory after the fact of first-degree murder. Deputies say she is charged in connection with the April 1st murders of 3 men at the Hustle Mart outside of Farmville. The Sheriff's Office says Johnson is an ECU student and the girlfriend of Willie Whitehead, one of the men charged with the murders. Well, we are less than 6 weeks away from Election Day, which means more and more signs are popping up in yards. And in some cases, those signs are disappearing. Lynn Johnson of Greenville set up a surveillance camera in a tree above a 4-foot by 8-foot Romney Ryan sign. Johnson says he set up the camera because several of his signs had been stolen or defaced before. Well, Monday night, that sign vanished. Now, Johnson says he believes he has the vandals on camera and he plans to give those photos to police. He also says he will put up a new sign and another camera. And that's your WITN News update. Henry, back over to you.
All right, let's check some weather now. Brought to you by Homer Tire. Here is Suzanne with that.
All righty. It's going to be clear tonight and 59, and tomorrow sunny skies and a high of 84, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 60, and on Friday a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the low 80s and lows in the low 60s. Another good weather week.
Sounds really nice. And, of course, that's good news as we get ready for the big East Carolina football weekend. And our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire real estate team. And, of course, Homer is getting it done for people in Pitt County that are looking to sell their home, particularly if you live in Greenville and you want to sell a home. You need to call Homer Tire. The telephone number is 758-HOME, 758-4663. Homer will guarantee to buy the home from you if he can't sell it. That's right. He'll buy the home from you. If you cannot sell the home, all you have to do is list with Homer, sit down, go through the system, and if the date and deadline don't and the price don't suit you that comes in, then he'll buy the home from you, and that's a guarantee from him. And you can fire Homer at any time and pay him nothing. Check out his website, GuaranteedSellNC.com. It's Homer Tire. And the Homer Tire Real Estate Team, 758-HOME. All right, 827. David Boyd Lee coming up in just a moment with the his new book, Every Moment Counts. We're going to talk to the author of this new book here in Eastern North Carolina. And if you missed it earlier, we were talking about the fact that our sister station, Thunder Country, and one of our country DJs, Mudflap, made a bet that East Carolina would beat Carolina last week, and if not, he would dress up as a Carolina cheerleader and cheer on the side of Greenville Boulevard. So we understand today at 11 a.m. he'll be at the corner of Charles Boulevard and Greenville Boulevard, right in front of the McAllister's location there, dressed up like a Carolina cheerleader with a sign that says honk if you love the heels. And he's a huge East Carolina Pirate football fan. Let's go to the phone now. At his dressing room, putting on his Carolina blue hosiery
and firming up his Carolina Blue brassiere. Here is our own cross-dresser, Mudflap. Good morning, Mudflap.
Oh, good morning, Henry.
Are you are you dressed yet?
I'm not dressed yet, but I'm going to get humiliated today. It's going to be bad.
And
but you're going to follow through with it, right? That's cool.
I will say that you're
a man to my word.
I know that
I'm
you're a man of your word, or is it a tranny of your word?
True. True. But, I mean, I'm not going to walk away from it. That's a bet. So.
Well, I hope you don't cause a wreck, because then you're going to feel really bad. But I'm going to see if I can arrange my schedule to ensure that I drive by there. So you can be there 11 to 12?
Yeah, something like that today.
So where do you actually have a Carolina cheerleaders uniform?
Oh, it's all homemade, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah,
no.
It looks pretty good.
Do I feel a lack of respect happening here with your attire?
Now, here's the thing. Are you afraid?
Yeah.
Everybody may not realize that you're actually paying off a bet. There could be some rabid East Carolina fans that think that you're actually taunting the Pirates after the loss. I mean, are you concerned? Do you have security?
No, but I'm thinking I should go hire some.
Now,
maybe the person that won the bet should be there with you, huh?
What is the actual bet? Is it you got to hold a sign that says honk if you love the heels or something?
Honk for the heels. I tried to let Dylan let me put on there. I lost the bet, but he's not going to let me do it. So
I think I may have to step in as the chief executive officer of the company. I'm afraid your life could be in danger.
Not only that, what's he doing to the reputation of your company?
And I will add that there's no bigger Pirate fan than Mudflap. And in fact, he's passionate, if not a little stupid, because he picked the Pirates to win at Keenan State. Did you really think they were going to win?
Hey, I think we're going to win every game.
I like the way you think. And you would not have gone in the blue zone without your purple shirt on, would you?
Oh, no way. I've got these purple and gold bib overalls I would have wore.
Like I said, passionate. Passionate, if not stupid.
Well, there's a fine line between bravery and stupidity.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to come out there today and make sure you follow through on this. I'm a little concerned about your safety. Are you gonna dress as a female cheerleader, or will it just be what is it gonna be? What's your outfit consist of?
Well, I got this nice little skirt. It's got slits on it, so that's nice. And I got this shirt. And I will be dressed as a redhead, so that's even more embarrassing.
Somehow when you were describing what you were wearing, you sounded way too pleased about it. You sounded way too excited about putting on your skirt.
Well, now, like, I know I have to do it, so now I'm just going to have fun with it and get it over with.
Thunder Country's Mudflap today, 11 o'clock, being humiliated.
I said,
on
do
the
you need to borrow
street.
A bra? You didn't answer me.
Are you going to be right? Are you going to be right up there in front of McAllister's?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, the main strip right there in Greenville for all of Greenville to see.
Yeah, Greenville Boulevard and Charles Boulevard today. Mudflap at 11. All right, we'll see. By the way, did you hear WITN's coming out?
What?
Yeah. You're going to be on the news, big boy. So look your best. Put on some extra lipstick.
You better put on a lot of makeup so they really won't be able to tell who you are underneath the red wig.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, hopefully.
I just got nervous again.
Hopefully the UTEP coach, Mike Price, is not in town already, or you could really be in trouble.
Well, you know what one of my biggest fears is? We're going to be out there around the time Ruffin McNeil walks his walk up there around the stadium. I'm hoping we don't run into Ruffin today.
I'm calling on Coach Ruff right now to walk over there today at 11 o'clock. I want Coach Ruff to see you in all your glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Tell him how passionate I am about the Pirates, though.
Yeah.
Can't leave that out.
If not stupid. All right.
Well, and or, yeah.
All right, Mudflap. We'll be good luck today.
All right.
I'm sure this will be a Facebook phenomenon by 1 p.m.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. It's going to be all over the message boards.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
All
See ya.
All right, very good. It's 27 now in front of 9 o'clock. Talk of the Town here on Wednesday morning. When we return, the author of Every Moment Counts, David Boyd Lee, in the new book, Eastern North Carolina Guy. We'll be right back with David Lee.
Catch the fall savings at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Greenville.
Every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle on the lot is available at 0% financing.
It's the Jeep Celebration Event.
Lease a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month.
Or check out Ram Power Days
and lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month.
You can also lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan for just $279 a month.
Check out the Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Power Days going on now.
And take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch that won't bend your wallet, Trips is featuring some sensational summer lunch specials now, including the chicken salad flatbread sandwich. I just had that. Excellent with fresh fruit for just $7.99. Also, the chicken salad, fruit salad, and shrimp salad plate for just $9.99. Southwestern spring rolls for $7.99. And for dessert, fried cheesecake egg rolls, just $3.99. Trips, Red Banks Road in Greenville. Trips, taste the difference for lunch.
I'm with Andy Culpepper and Mitch Jones of Culpepper Jones Investment Group, Wells Fargo Advisors here in Greenville and their beautiful offices on Arlington Boulevard. Gentlemen, congratulations. Yet another honor to add to all the accolades about your firm. Triangle Business Journal has just named you one of the top 30 investment groups in the region of North Carolina. What a great honor. Congratulations.
Thank you, Henry. We are incredibly pleased and certainly honored by that designation. A lot went into that with interviews and questionnaires, but we are thrilled to be represented the East on that list.
And Andy, no other groups around this area east of Raleigh on that list?
Nobody east of Raleigh on the list, and so we're very pleased.
If you want to reach Andy or Mitch, you can reach them here at their beautiful offices at 695 East Arlington Boulevard, or what's that telephone number, Mitch?
252-756-9165.
NABCAP's 2012 Premier Advisor rating is not representative of any one client's experience and not indicative of past or future investment performance. For more information, go to NABCAP.org. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Brown & Wood Buick GMC has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years, and today more than ever we have something for everyone, like the all-new Verano, the 40-mile-per-gallon e-assist LaCrosse, and the world-class Enclave. In GMC we have the best Sierra ever, or in SUVs we have Terrain, Acadia, and Yukons. This is the best lineup with the greatest leases, huge rebates, and great deals, all backed by our 75 years of proven service. Come visit Brown & Wood today and let us prove to you why we are your dealer of choice.
David Lee is the Director of Parks and Recreation in Wilson, and he is also been writing a column for the Wilson newspaper for many years, and he's just compiled a lot of his columns, and he's put them in the form of a book. It's called Every Moment Counts. It's a book about sports, family, kids, and life. Here to talk about it, David Lee. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you. And we should say for those folks who know Boyd Lee here in Greenville, David is Boyd's son. You grew up here in Greenville?
Oh, yeah.
But now, how long have you been in Wilson?
17 years now.
Have you?
Yep.
You've been the Parks and Rec guy over there for 17 years?
I was the athletic director and then the program supervisor and been the director about 7 years now.
How'd you start writing?
I ran my mouth one day in a meeting. I was on a committee for the North Carolina Parks and Recreation Association, and we have a magazine that goes throughout the state, and told him it was kind of boring. It's just a lot of facts and figures about parks and stuff like that. And I said, we need something a little more personable in there that, folks can read. Kind of like the Rick Riley old article that was in the back of Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this one lady just kind of called me out and said, well, why don't you do it? So I started doing that, and it went over pretty well. And then the paper over in Wilson asked me to be a guest columnist for a couple times. And then that turned into every week on Saturday morning, and that's been going on about 2 years.
And so now you are an author. You compiled yeah. your...
I think it's about as funny as everybody else does.
You know, we talked about this. You last year you got inducted into the Rose High School Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And you were a great golfer. I get, you're still a great guy. I've seen your golf swing with your dad.
Yeah, we played in a tournament a couple of years ago.
I think we did, yeah.
Sure did.
And you got a great golf swing. But sports has been a huge part of your life. And for those of us who grew up playing sports, had our kids playing sports, I mean, it just kind of becomes a part of your life that, yeah. In fact, it's funny. Yesterday, I took my grandson out to JC Park.
Oh, yeah.
to get on the slides and stuff. And we walked out there. I got a real kind of strange, funny feeling in the pit of my stomach because I was thinking, man, I used to play softball out here.
Oh, yeah.
When I was playing church league softball, we played softball out here.
I was probably working out there.
You probably were. I watched my son play prep league baseball out there. And then I coached my daughter. My daughter played
softball
when we started the Pitt County Girls Softball League. Yeah. She played out there. And I hadn't been out there and walked on that ground for like 18 years. But there I was with my grandson out there at JC Park yesterday. And so When your kids are involved in rec league sports and stuff like that, it just becomes a huge part of your life.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time at the house. You know, Monday through Thursday, you get off work at 5, and then you go, and you don't sit down until 9:30, and it's baseball or soccer or basketball, whatever season it is. And to be honest, if there is a day during the week where there's nothing going on, I don't know what to do with myself.
You know, it's funny you say that. When my kids were all coming through, when your kids are playing sports, when my daughter finally got finished playing with softball, I seriously was kind of lost when I got to work in the afternoon. I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you end up finding out, well, you know, you can actually go play golf or something.
That's right.
But it's not as much fun as doing stuff with your kids.
No, it's not even close.
Exactly. Which is kind of what the book's about, right?
Oh, yeah. There's
talk about some of the columns in the book, some of your favorites.
Well, there's one about Michael Jordan in there.
Oh, man, I was saving that one.
Oh, really?
All right. Because I read that one.
Yeah,
All right, since you've asked that, tell that story because it has to do with you playing in a round of golf against Michael Jordan. Tell that story.
Well, years ago when they had the Ronald McDonald Classic here and it was just starting off, we would help marshal for him. And I think it was the second year they had it, and I think Dad might have even been in charge of the marshals and stuff, and probably how I got the gig. And so we're, you know, helping him out and telling him yardage and stuff, and he figured out I went NC State. So he started giving me a bunch of grief about state, you know, and everything. And about the 16th hole, you know, the guys that had paid a lot of money to play with them, they were struggling a little bit. And
I remember those Michael Jordan tournaments. The guys that would pay the most to play with
guys.
Michael Jordan were the worst golfers in the world. In fact, one of those guys, you remember the day in the Michael Jordan tournament where one of the guys playing, the galleries were so huge. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys hit a ball sideways and hit a kid. I think it was Rob Powell's kid.
Yeah, I was standing right there.
I was too. In fact, I could have gotten hit by that ball.
Yeah.
It was almost dangerous to have that many people around bad golfers.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, back to your story.
He kept giving me a hard time about state. And so finally on like the 16th hole, he looks over there at me and he says, you want to play some? And I looked at him. He said, you want to play some later on? And I said, today? Like, you know, he didn't have anything to do tomorrow.
You must have been giving him some grief back.
Yeah. And I said, well, I got to go home and get my clubs. He said, go get them and meet me in the clubhouse. So I ran home, got them, and I came back in the clubhouse, and he's sitting in there with all his NBA guys and NFL guys and soap opera guys.
Now, let me get this straight. So Michael Jordan finds out you played at NC State. So he knows clearly you're a good golfer.
Right.
And it was an opportunity for him to beat another NC State guy. That's what that was all about, wasn't
it? That's right. So I walked in there.
I'll show this Wolfpack guy.
Yeah, and we went over there and got on the tee box, and I had $4 on me. And
How old were you?
20.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a little bit nervous. I mean, he was the only most
I would say.
Famous person in the whole world by him and Michael Jackson. And so my dad comes through the crowd, you know, and he slides something in my back pocket. And I looked at him. I said, what's that? And he said, that's $20 playing for all he wants. And I said,
you know, if you play a Michael Jordan though, for all he wants, so that might be a little more than $20.
So I had $24 now. And so anyway, we played till pitch dark. I mean, we had a ball. And Jeff Denny used to be the backup point guard for him. Yeah. He played with us. And Dudley Bradley was playing with us. But Dudley was hitting it all over the place.
He wasn't very good, I remember.
Yeah, he made him quit. Yeah. And so we got in and got finished. And
who won?
I got him for like $32. And so, you know, I mean, I wish I'd played him for more looking back. I didn't know, you know.
But, how many times did he press?
Yeah, a couple times. But but we had a good time. He was as nice as he could be. And the funny thing was, the next year, he walked right up on the tee box, and I was standing there. And, you know, they meet, how many million people do you think he met in a year?
Right.
And I was standing there, and I was like, I don't know, do I say hey to him, or stick my hand out, or act like I don't, you know. He walked right up and said, David, what's going on? How's your golf game?
Oh, is that right?
It's pretty good.
How about
that? And yeah. Still got my money? I said, nah, I spent that. I mean, I was a college student. $32 was a lot of money. So.
I'm surprised you didn't frame it.
I should have. Yeah. I should have. Actually, the funny thing was, when I put one of those columns in the paper, Dr. Grimsley had the scorecard, because his son followed us, Richie followed us for like 18 holes.
Right, Jimmy
Grimsley. And so he had the scorecard of it, and he made a copy of it and sent it to me, because I didn't even have it.
How about that?
Yep,
so, that's pretty cool. What'd you shoot?
I think I shot 73.
Wow, what'd he shoot?
About 77 or 8.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I see him on TV now, and he shoots all these crazy high scores. He was a lot better then. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he might be playing courses a little tougher than Greenville Country Club.
Yeah, too. Just a little bit.
So. All right. How about, you know, again, stories about your children, stories that you've written about family, things like that. Anything that strikes you that you want to mention?
There's a lot of good ones. The folks that have read the columns in the paper really like the ones about the kids, because everybody can relate to the kids, you know, whether it's bedtime or homework time or you know, sports, or them growing up and how fast they're growing up. And, you know, there's some really good ones in there that kind of, you know, I don't want to say make fun or make light of it, but it's, you know, everybody's in the same situation with your kids. And, you know, I've got two boys, they're 14 and 10, and they're growing up so quick, just like everybody else's are. And
see, here's one I just pulled up. T-ball lessons for life.
Yeah. I coached a lot of T-ball back in the day, and kind of put some ideas down that you can learn from T-ball, you know, in your life. So,
well, every parent and every grandparent, every dad, every mom ought to get a copy of it. It's called Every Moment Counts. David Lee, who is a local Eastern North Carolina boy. Now, how can people get the book, David?
Well, I've got a Facebook page, or you can follow just me on Facebook. I actually got Twitter now, which my son thinks is hilarious. I actually tweeted for the fifth time last night, and I had to ask him how to do it. It's at DAYLEE17. And
do then it again, at DA.
DAYLEE17.
Okay, it's DAY.
When I was in school here, I was David Lee.
Okay.
And then that changed to Daily, which made it, you know.
Okay.
That's my nickname, I guess. And there's also a website, www.daily17.com, that you can go on.
Dave Lee?
D-A-Y.
D-A-Y-L-E-E-17.com. What is the 17?
Well, I might not need to say that around Greenville, but it's Philip Rivers' number. They're big.
My Lord.
Yeah, they're big Philip Rivers fans. You know,
I got you. I see your son's got on a 17.
Yeah.
Okay, so DAYLEE17.com.
Yeah.
And is it available in any stores or anything?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to UBE and see Mr. Edwards and drop some books off with him. He's going to put them up in the store. And
so you can go to UBE.
Yeah, Brady Penner has them at Greenville Country Club.
I saw him in the Greenville Country Club.
Oh, he actually put them out.
Yeah, he's got them out.
Because
Brady Penner has them in the Greenville Country Club Pro Shop. Yeah. And I tell you what we need to do when we get closer to the holidays. We need to have you come back and do a book signing one morning.
I'd love to.
When we're on location some Friday morning, you can come sign books and people can come buy them right there from you and be a great holiday guest.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Good to see you.
Can you do me one favor?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday we had the show on in my office.
Yeah.
And your voice was on the coming out of the computer.
Yeah.
And my secretary walked in, and you sent shivers down her spine with your voice. So her name's Helen. I mean, you just...
I sent shivers down her spine.
Yeah, she said, wow, whose voice is that? Can you say hey to her?
It's only because Suzanne is dying laughing at that. She's probably dying right now
if she's listening.
What's her name? Helen?
Helen. Yeah, you need to say hey to Helen.
Hey, Helen. Sure, you're right. Hey, baby. Helen. What's Helen look like?
Helen's
now, wait, my wife might be listening.
All right. Figured you like that.
David, thank you, David. Good to see you.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, good to see you, man. We'll take a break and come back. Suzanne will rejoin me. We got sports, more Talk of the Town coming up. Remember the book, Every Moment Counts. Be right back.
Thank you, man.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
36-month lease, $4,500 down, cash or trade, 12,000 miles per year with approved credit while supplies last. Say howdy to the 2012 Honda Accord LX, now only $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Let it jump in a leaf pile and it's still $129 at Bob Barber Honda. Turn it into a jack-o'-lantern and it's still $129 a month. Pass it a free lifetime warranty and it's still $129. Buy it at another dealership and pay way more.
And for a limited time, Bob Barber has the lowest interest rates ever on new Honda Accords. Yes, the lowest interest rates ever on new Honda Accords. At Bob Barber Honda, you can buy remaining 012 Accords with 0.9% for 60 months or just 1.9% for 72 months. Save thousands. But hurry, when these 012 Accords are gone, so is this deal. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
Fall hunting and fishing season is here. Whether it's hunting or fishing, Overton's has you covered. The 3Ds, duck, deer, and drum don't stand a chance if you're in Overton's gear. Overton stocks your favorite brands like Drake Waterfowl, Game High, Columbia, Avery Outdoors, Sea Striker, Shimano, Allen Blivin Calls, Lacrosse Waders, Boots, Angler's Mate, and Yeti Coolers. Check out the latest from Carhartt Apparel, Columbia, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, Costa Del Mar, Calcutta, and more. Overton's has two locations to serve you in Raleigh and Greenville. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow. Talk of the Town, Wednesday. Welcome in, everybody. Good to have you here this morning. Suzanne Sartell rejoins me here. We get ready for a another big day in Greenville and the sports club today, Greenville Sports Club, at noon at the Hilton.
Right, at the Hilton.
And it's all of the Pitt County High School football coaches today.
Yep, all of them will be there today.
And a special tribute to someone.
Please come out and support all of our local high school teams and find out how the seasons are going and what the expectations are for the rest of the seasons. And that's 12 o'clock today at the Hilton. It's $12 if you're a member of the sports club. But if you're not a member, you're welcome to come anyway. It's $20, I believe, if you're not a member. Of course, we would welcome you to join the sports club. Got a great group, some fabulous speakers lined up in the times to come. I really enjoyed the AD from Appalachian. We had him
on
the day before.
Yeah.
I think it was on Friday, on the day before the Appalachian game. He was he was a great speaker. So we really do have some good speakers lined up in the coming months.
Good.
So come today and support our local coaches.
Noon at the Hilton. All right, time for a few sports headlines brought to you by Sport Clips this morning. And sports headlines this morning, Roy Williams, as it turns out, he had the kidney tumor removed, not cancerous. Good news for Tar Heel head basketball coach Roy Williams. Doctors report Williams should be back in plenty of time for the start of preseason practice on October 13th, recovering from his surgery. The ongoing NFL referee fiasco and disputed call that gave the Seahawks a victory over the Packers Monday night has reached the campaign for the White House. Barack Obama deeming it quote unquote terrible and declaring it was time for regular officiating crews to get back on the job. Also, Mitt Romney saying, I've been saying for months, we've got to get our refs back. And Paul Ryan, a big Packers fan from Wisconsin, says it's time to bring back the real refs. And, of course,
you know, those politicians ought to stay out of sports. They can get themselves in serious trouble during on the campaign trail.
Exactly. More sports tomorrow night. We've got Steve Logan Show tomorrow night. Don't forget, put it on your calendar, 7 to 9 tomorrow night, the Steve Logan Show back at its regular time. And we'll have him on Thursday nights from 7 to 9. And the Steve Logan Show is always brought to you by Meineke Car Care. And our sports this morning brought to you by Sport Clips and the Sport Clips MVP haircutting experience, which if you haven't had it yet, you need a haircut, gentlemen. Check out Sport Clips here in Greenville and in Wilson. In Greenville, right next to Old Navy in Wilson in the Heritage Shopping Center. The Sport Clips MVP experience consists of a precision haircut, every time guaranteed, a massaging shampoo with that beautiful tea tree shampoo that makes your head tingle. And you get that legendary hot steam towel put over your face as they lay you back and they give you a relaxing head massage. And then they bring you back out front and give you a neck and shoulder massage. It's worth every penny, every penny. The Sport Clips MVP. You'll find out why they say at Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. They got TVs playing sports all the time, sports magazine. No appointment needed. Open every day. Sport Clips, again, here in Greenville. Don't waste a minute of your day. You can check out sports while you're getting your hair cut. And, again, two locations in eastern North Carolina next to Old Navy on Greenville Boulevard, behind the Olive Garden, and on the Heritage Shopping Center in Wilson. Sport Clips. All right, that's pretty much it for today. You got any closing comments, Ms. Sartell? Just come to the sports club?
Come to the sports club today, 12 noon at the Hilton. Support our local high school.
And buy David
coaches.
Boyd's book, too.
And buy David Boyd's book. And buy Suzanne Sartell's book. It's at UBE.
Oh, that's
too.
True.
Yeah, it's still out there.
So you can get Suzanne's book and David's book when you go down to UBE.
That's right.
Every
shop local. Get them from UBE.
All right, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow on Talk of the Town. Don't forget our Crime Stoppers Radiothon Friday at Krispy Kreme.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be. Your key to satisfaction, Hastings Ford Country.
You'll love our new Focus. A new 2012 Ford Focus S, 5-speed, only $99 a month. Go for it. Drive home a fresh, new Ford Focus for just $99 a month. And get up to 40 miles per gallon, $99 a month through this Monday at Hastings Ford. Or choose from 12 2012s and get 0 for 60 and up to $2,500 bonus cash or up to $5,500 cash back today at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
Better deals every day.
That's the Hastings Ford way.
Well, you're doing good.
That's good.
Told you I practiced.
You did.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
Join CPWs this month as they travel to the Pacific Rim.